One of the challenges with that from an animation standpoint is when you bring an inanimate object to life, the first thing I do is identify what is the face. Sometimes there's eyes and a mouth, and sometimes there's not, but you identify what is the face, the head of the character.
Right.
Because it's the way that you move that head in relationship to the body really helps you communicate to the audience that that character is thinking. And that's the goal of an animator, is to make all the movements of a character look like it's generated by the character's own thought process, not just being moved around.
Right.
The character is alive. It's thinking. It's breathing. It has a personality. It has emotion. That's the goal. And so, therefore, by putting the eyes in the headlights, the face is... Now, you out there in the radio, I'm holding up a car, and I'm pointing to the headlights. And so if you look at just the face, the entire face and the head of the character is just right down in the very front of the car. And the whole body is laid out behind it very much like a snake, right? By moving the eyes into the windshield, which is the natural place that people look out of a car, all of a sudden now it changes the whole dynamic of what is the head of the car. Now the entire body kind of becomes the head, and it's better placed over the four tires so they can almost act like a four-legged character. And when you see the movie, you see that we gesture. The character never lifts its tires up off the
right.
ground, because cars
right.
can't do that,
yeah.
right? But it gestures a lot with the tires,
yeah.
and it
like
just
in Finding Nemo, they do it with the fins,
right? Mm-hmm. And it just gestures, you know, with that, and so it makes it feel more natural, more like the whole car kind of is the head and the body of it, instead of being like more like a snake.